This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Ambitious at home, confident internationally. That's the UK's recipe for staying competitive in financial services after Brexit. And Rishi Sunak is the man with that plan. In a speech about an hour ago, the nation's Treasury Secretary equivalent outlined his vision to, quote, sharpen the financial services sector's competitive advantage in a post-Brexit world. One pillar of it, closer ties with America.
The US is already our biggest market, with the UK exporting $28 billion of financial services every year. Our ambition is to deepen regulatory cooperation even further with our closest ally.
Mr. Sunak also expressed a desire to strengthen the UK's relationship with the European Union, but said his country must now move forward after attempts to secure greater access to financial services with the bloc were unsuccessful. Former European Commissioner for Financial Stability, Lord Jonathan Hill, led a review earlier this year into ways to make the UK industry more competitive. He told me how he thinks Britain should move forward in this new era.
For a long time, the question of the future of London's position has been tied up with the nature of the relationship that the UK is going to have with the EU. And there's been a big debate going on in the UK as to whether it makes more sense to try and stay close to the EU. And I think what's increasingly clear is that London's future is going to be global. We will look to the US, to Asia. The logic for the Europeans is that they have got to try and build up their own financial centre. Now, personally, I think they're going to find that a hard task. I think the most likely beneficiaries of Brexit are not Paris or Frankfurt or Amsterdam. I think they are the United States or Asia. Or, if it gets its act together, the UK.
London for Europe was once a partner, now it's a competitor. And London, the UK, is well known for its investor protections and strict regulations. You argue the country needs faster, more flexible, more targeted regulations. So what could those look like?
If you think of the digital revolution that's taking place in financial services, there are whole areas of financial service activity where the regulatory framework is not yet constructed, or it's emerging or it's changing. So if you think of questions about how do you regulate fintech, or how do you regulate new currencies, or how do you accommodate those changes, there I think that's the area that I think is quite interesting and full of potential, because my strong sense, knowing the European system a bit, is that they'll just take much longer to get round to it. Secondly, legislation, it just tends to be more prescriptive in the EU. They just have a different cultural and approach to legal systems, and so things tend to be more detailed and then harder to adapt.
Is part of this making London more modern at the same time too? So if we look at some of the trends that we've seen in financial markets, SPACs, special purpose acquisition vehicles, those have been a huge trend in the US. Do you think the UK, London, should look to attract listings in that way and sort of become the European hub for SPACs?
I do think for the last 5 years, because of the dominance that Brexit has had in British politics and in the city, it is a time where the city kind of lost its momentum. Because firstly, people were there sitting thinking, okay, what's this going to mean for my business? How am I going to have to reorganize? But there are a range of possible outcomes. We might be in the single market. We might not be. We might have passporting. We might not. We might have equivalents. We might not. So all of that meant that management time was kind of focused internally. Then I think from a political point of view, we had such state of paralysis that there was no direction given to the city at all in terms of would we be global, would we be European, what areas might we go for, how were we thinking about regulation. It was frozen. That is now over. And I think very clearly, I was recently carrying out a review for the government into the listing rules in London to see if we can attract more IPOs. I definitely detected in the city generally a much more, we've got to get on with it, put our best foot forward, let's look for the opportunities. We can't just sit here looking backwards. We need to be out there competing. So I think there's been a big shift of mood. There's a whole sequence of further announcements likely to be coming, I think, over the summer of ways to try to make sure London remains competitive. So I think competitiveness is the name of the game. When I carried out the review into the listing rules, my starting point was, how does London measure up in how it applies its rules compared with what happens in New York, what happens in Singapore, what are they doing in Hong Kong, what are they doing in other European markets, and has London become more conservative than some of those other jurisdictions which seem able to provide competitive services but also in a well-regulated environment. So that's the general approach that we took. On your specific point about SPACs, the recommendation we made was not to kind of be a cheerleader for SPACs or to say SPACs are the future in their current form and we must be part of it, but to say, do they have a part to play, well regulated, as a route of getting companies to market? Seems that they do. Are they likely to be exactly as they are at the moment in the US? Probably not. But should you close the door to them completely, which is effectively what's been the case in the UK, that seemed to me not a sensible route, and that we should make it possible, properly regulated, for companies in the UK to go to market via a SPAC.
And that's really interesting. We talk about sort of the things that could set London apart too and sort of get ahead of the trends. And one of the other big trends that has sort of captured investor attention again this year is cryptocurrencies. And the UK has been pretty cautious around rules allowing access that it has to capital markets. EU countries like Germany have allowed much deeper access. Do you think the UK should consider attracting cryptocurrency trading and sort of get ahead of this trend as well?
Well, I think when you look at the reaction from the Bank of England, PRA, the FCA, which are our three main regulators of financial services, I think there is a mood they're up for trying to make sure that they are as flexible, as encouraging of competition, adaptable as they can be, because the moment of Brexit acts as a kicker to make people hold a mirror up to themselves and ask questions which may not be particularly to do with Brexit, but they just, you know, it's just a moment that makes you self-reflect. And I think that's definitely happening with our regulators. But at the same time, I think the UK regulators will want to be thought of, as they are, of being part of a well-regulated space, you know, setting high global standards. I don't think that we're therefore likely to see a fundamentally more relaxed approach to some of those issues around around crypto.
It's really fascinating stuff. Lord Jonathan Hill, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.